Party nerds. Party nerds are in the building, guys. Welcome to the party. Welcome to our 1 year anniversary. This has been an awesome ride, y'all.
It's been really good.
It's been an awesome ride. You know, I mean,
like fat butts.
Now we're already talking about rotten fat butts in the video.
No, not rotten butts. You can't do that.
I said it's been an awesome ride. You're like fat butts.
No, you can do 15 seconds.
Devin's talking about rotten fat butts. I'm just saying it's been an awesome ride. We appreciate all you guys who are always listening to us every week on Wildfire Radio. You know, we got a lot of great things in store for this year too. So, I mean, let's get right to it because this is a regular podcast, y'all. We're going to talk about the things we normally talk about. The big thing I want to talk about right now is Star Wars, because I feel like during this time of year, even like last year, the closer you get to like going into the summer, the more you start getting that Star Wars buzz. Now, did you guys see the trailer?
Definitely.
Yes, yes.
Right. Now, it really, obviously, they're going to be releasing more as time goes by, but my question to you is just like, what are your expectations for this movie coming out?
I mean, this should be a good movie. You know, this is a machine right now. You know, since they brought it back, it's grown exponentially now from the old fans and then all the new fans that are into it now. So they have new characters, you know, they're broadening this horizon with this world of Star Wars. So I think they're just going to be moneymakers. You know, Disney has the Star Wars attraction now.
Right.
So it's just, they're going to put out a film every year.
Well, see, that's the thing. With Star Wars, like, there was always the people that enjoyed the movies. They enjoyed it at its base level. But then there were the fans that got really into it that wanted to go more into the expanded universe and all of the lore of it. That's why people knew about the Kyber crystals before Rogue One ever happened. People were like, yeah, it's the crystals that are in the lightsabers. It's also the crystals that power the Death Star. People learned about all of these different interesting characters. I just recently saw that they made this huge book of Admiral Thrawn, who's like never mentioned in any of the movies. Admiral Thrawn. He's one of the
few. Are you making that up right now?
No, no. He's one of the few aliens that rose amongst the ranks because Palpatine was very xenophobic. He didn't like aliens.
He racist as shit.
He was. He actually really was. He only wanted humans in the higher positions. But Thrawn was one of the few aliens that, because of how vicious and vile he was, he rose amongst the ranks into it.
But now, and now let me ask you a question, because, Jerv, you hit it off. You were just like, they're planning on doing movies now for, like, the next 10 years. Like, will this get exhausted? My whole thing is, like, I think they've done a good job actually with the introducing it to children by putting it on the cartoons. You got the Star Wars Rebels. Right now, it's a great cartoon.
Fire.
You know, it's crazy. Yeah, you know, you got the Rebels, and what did you have before the Rebels? What
was that was the Clone Wars, which is the best shit ever.
No. Let's clarify that. The cartoon Clone Wars.
Hold on, first off, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the cartoon Clone Wars, but we're not going to disrespect the Clone Wars movies, either.
We're not going to do it.
Listen. Hold on. You're talking about. No.
What? Yo, where's Bravo with this racism coming from? What's going on?
Nah, he wild.
No, that was Darnell. Immediately drew that out of nowhere.
Now, when you're talking about all first three movies that involve the clones coming into it, you think these all.
Oh, no. I was talking about the movies that were inspired off of the TV show, The Clone Wars. I'm not talking about the prequels and stuff like that.
Okay,
I'm talking
okay.
about...
The digital animation
bullshit that they made, like, where they were ripping off Genndy Tartakovsky's cartoon.
Nobody watches that.
Yeah, that was But Genndy Tartakovsky's cartoon, when they first introduced Grievous, like the 15-second videos, those were so fucking good.
Yo, by the way, Hayden Christensen...
Yo. I disagree. Hold on, wait. I completely disagree with that. They always hating on the bull. Y'all always hating on bull. He fired. He did his thing.
Anakin. He had the personality of a rock.
So do a lot of niggas in movies. Like The Matrix is a legendary movie, but we know that this nigga acts like a pizza box.
You know as well as I do, when you do a movie, you gotta actually like the character.
He played that movie like he was a 13-year-old getting sent home to his room.
Nah, yo.
It's not a phase. I hate the Jedi.
Nah, yo. He fire, yo.
No, he really hated those Jedi.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Like, he, that, it was not a phase.
Let's ask him.
You did a good job.
Did you guys like Hayden or Christian or whatever his first name is?
Wow.
I mean, like, the movie had Christian other issues. You can't blame that.
Wow. Yeah.
What the?
The movie was fire.
Wait, wait, Ed, you didn't like him, right?
No, I'm not. I wasn't. I would say my experience with any of the Star Wars movies is more the original trilogy, episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all
one,
like
two,
this.
And three don't exist in my head.
The two newer prequels are better than the original Star Wars, and I said it right here. Devin Wade, fight me about it.
Wait,
Twitter, at Devin Wade.
And anyone listening, notice he has alcohol, so all this, this is all
no,
alcohol.
I just start sipping.
So wait,
I just start sipping.
Let me clarify. You're saying that the Clone Wars movie is better than the OG?
No, this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the second one and the third one, when he becomes Darth Vader, it's better than the old Star Wars.
Which one?
All of them were just the first one.
Huh?
Which one? All of them were just the first one.
The second two were better than all three of the first. And it was crazy. And look, and look, and that's coming from a dude that thinks that they're all godly.
Yeah.
But these ones.
Does that mean you think the Clone Wars is godly? You think episode two?
It's fire. You want to know which one is trash? You want to know which one is trash? When Anakin was a little boy with Jar Jar Binks and all the dad joined his boho.
Wait. Are you talking about the one that had all the racial stereotypes like Watto, the Jewish merchant, and then you had the Asian...
Listen, man, I don't know. People give them all that flack for it, but Star Trek did the same thing. I don't even watch Star Trek, and I can tell you they did that with all of their freaking aliens. They were all based off of stereotypes of other races.
Which exist. So let's first off say that the reason why there are stereotypes is because shit is real. If you walk outside this studio right here, you get stuck up most likely as a nigga that look like me. And you'll be very surprised.
For those watching at home, that was actually originally my line, but we decided it would be better if Devin said it.
Oh,
thank God.
That's on him.
Wait, let's get back. So all this being said, like, in Jervis, you know, so you do you like the fact that we got 10 more years of Star Wars stuff? Or are they going to saturate it? Like,
if you're a Star Wars fan, yes, it's heaven. You're going to get a movie every... Look, I hope Marvel puts out a movie every year for the next 10 years.
They
I hope DC does, because I'm a big Marvel and DC fan.
DC
so,
just
you better not hope DC do that shit.
I'm just saying.
DC needs to regroup, rethink,
right,
and then fix.
But regardless, I want them to put out movies every year. So as a Star Wars fan, yeah, I want to see a movie every year.
Yes.
And they're putting in work. The movies look good. You know, like I said, this world that they're expanding upon is great. And you can really delve into it. And it just causes so much talk about what's going on.
Well, you know what? But
this is one thing before I think I know where you're going to be going with this. But the problem with Star Wars is, for me, Star Wars isn't Star Wars without barber clippers. You know what I'm saying? And by barber clippers, I mean this thing right here. Lightsaber, when you hear that joint cut on.
Yo, can you turn that on?
If it's just, I mean, you can, but I'm, man, that joint going to fall off and shit. And we're going to look uncool and goofy. And I'm not going through all that. You know that it turns on, right? But if you don't have those barber clippers come on, it's not Star Wars to me. I don't want to see just, like, laser guns.
So you don't see Rogue One as...
No.
Rogue One had the best lightsaber action I ever saw. Floated a nigga on the ceiling and cut his balls off. You feel me? So he was the illest nigga. Yeah,
when I took my girlfriend's nephews to go see that, they had never seen any Star Wars or anything like that. They just knew that Darth Vader was the bad guy. So when they saw that, they came out of the theater. They're like, oh my God, yo, Darth Vader's the coolest thing on the planet.
And then they're going to go watch the original ones and be like,
yes.
This dude is whack.
That's my point. Did you see my point got made? They're going to watch the original ones and say, this dude's whack. His sword fighting skills.
So let me ask
wait. It's like this, ting, ting. But when they see Anakin Skywalker, played by who?
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, whoever.
That's a stunt team. That's
I don't care. Are you going to see my man jumping off walls, flipping? I mean, he's just
Let me ask you a question, though. Yeah. Because I was actually talking about this with a couple people, and I want to know your opinion. Mm-hmm. If they said they were going to remake the original trilogy and modernize it,
mm-hmm.
So how would you feel?
I would know.
No.
Leave that shit alone.
The story because right
Leave
now
it
you're,
alone.
You're talking about, like, you're saying that the effects in time itself made for a better movie, which only makes sense. But it's all about the story.
Because remember, at the time,
it had a great story.
At the time, that was great swordplay in a TV, I mean, in a movie at the time.
It better not have been.
It was.
There's been people fighting with swords since back in the day, and if those niggas was good swordsmen, I don't know what was, dog. They're butt.
For movies, that's
they
how
they look
it was,
like
though.
Me and my brothers playing in the yard.
But that's how it used to be back then, man.
Nah.
There was no interest in all of that stuff.
That's
just
terrible.
Just like you can watch choreographed fights. Listen, you watch Game of Death, it's still good. But if you look at the other martial arts stuff, and then you look at today's martial arts stuff, you're like, oh, holy shit, it was so much more intense.
I mean, that's
so
much crazier. You got to remember, when Star Wars first came out, I was actually watching a documentary on this. They didn't expect it to be as big as it was. They thought it was going to be one of those typical kind of cheesy sci-fi things.
It was like one in a million at that point.
The reason they had the cult following is the reason you're saying you didn't like it, because the story, it had a twist.
It was a space opera.
It was like, yo, I'm your father. Like, man, that's his father.
No, it was. It's a dope movie. It's just that I think that sometimes people put things in a legendary category and there's nostalgia involved and they don't want to believe that something that comes after it, it can be better than it. You know?
I can agree
Star
with
Wars
that.
Star Wars came out before I was born.
Right.
I still think the OG trilogy is significantly better than the prequel.
Thank you! Case closed! Case closed!
With the exception of episode 3.
It came out before, you... Hold up. It came out before you was born, right?
That's it. Yes.
But how long did you see those ones before you saw the new ones?
I saw Episode 1 was my first Star Wars movie. I saw 1, 2, 3, then I went back and saw the original.
Man, you're a different motherfucker.
Wait. He had that option because of his age, you know?
You're a different dude if you could do that shit.
You mean young? Yeah, thank you.
I don't mean that. I mean just personality-wise.
Based on what everyone's saying, obviously we were talking about the new trailer drop, and they didn't really give us a lot. I mean, there is like rumors going around that Luke Skywalker actually had a piece of his father's kyber crystal on the necklace. That being said, there's buzz going around that Luke might end up being old school Sith, because he is the one. Wait, he's the one in that video that says the Jedi must end.
Ah, oh, come on.
Yeah,
but
that's just for, trust me, man. That's just for
that's some editing.
The whole thing is this. If you look at Kylo Ren and Snoke, they even say we're not Sith. That's the thing. They're trying to make you understand that it's not just Jedi and Sith when it comes to the Force. There's all different types of practitioners. Technically, Luke isn't even truly a Jedi because he started way too late.
Did he ever finish his training?
Yeah, he didn't finish his training, even though like it was like, oh, your training will be complete. He never finished his training. He never went through all of the Jedi trials. He never had all of that. Yeah. Like, he technically isn't a Jedi. Like, in the expanded universe, I know it's not canon anymore, he ended up marrying and he founded a new Jedi.
So he ended up with someone that's not a relative.
Yes. But, like, that's just it. Is the Jedi aren't allowed to marry.
It's a little disturbing.
The Jedi aren't allowed to marry.
So basically, he like a blood nigga that was a tech and then he decided to turn brim. You feel me? Like, he a nigga that will jump to another gang set.
Okay.
Kind of. It's like he found a new church almost. He didn't believe in a lot of the practices and stuff like that, so he found
gang church, same shit.
He started his whole church. He started his own religion.
So, I don't know if you guys...
he started a gang with church.
What were they called?
No, that was the guy, church.
We deal with this every week, y'all. So, there has actually been a lot of buzz going on because... Mark Hamill actually made some very, very controversial statements concerning his own movies. And actually, you know what? We won't even talk about. We're going to let you guys watch the clip. You guys listen.
When I read 8, I told Ryan, I fundamentally disagree with virtually everything you've decided about my character. What was your reaction when you finally got a chance to read this one? Were you satisfied and excited in terms of how integral Luke is and was to the story? When I read 7, I said, I love everybody's part except mine. And on this one, it was similar in the sense that I said to Ryan, I'm so surprised how you see Luke.
Are you bummed that Luke didn't get sort of a reunion with Han Solo?
Absolutely. In fact, when I was reading it, I thought, if Leia's trying to mentally contact me and she's not successful, she'll rush to his aid. She'll get close to him and then get into some dire situation, and that's when I show up for a big yay, save her life. Then we rush to Han and are in the same position that Rey and Finn and Chewie are, too late to save him,
but witness it. And I say, because it would carry so much emotional resonance into the next film.
Because in Hollywood, remember, kids, it's not important if it's of high quality. Only if it makes money. Now, I don't want to, I mean, a good example would be Transformers. And to be completely fair to Michael Bay, I've never seen a Transformers film. I know they're among the highest grossing films in Hollywood history. I saw a trailer, and I'm too old to process that much information. Because The Force Awakens made a lot of money, I can't be, it's not ergo, it's good.
Did you guys hear what he just said?
That nigga is a hater.
No, he's not. Wow!
Yo, he keeping it real. That's what he's doing.
He a hater.
He's keeping it real.
Wait. All right, let's go. Let's go over his statement. So first of all, he said, I fundamentally disagree with about everything you've done with this movie. Like, so he's, I guess when he was presented the script, he just wasn't a fan. No, so is it he's being a hater? He's being an old fuddy? It almost reminds me, I remember like back in the day, remember when the Dolphins had that undefeated streak?
Nope.
And people were just like, oh,
Laces
you
out.
Know. Exactly. And all the old players, they were talking about, I really hope these, like the Patriots, they don't break that record and stuff. But deep down, you know, they didn't want their record broken. Is that an old school thing with Mark Hamill going on right now?
Yeah, I think he keeps on mentioning stuff like, you know, I know that this is not Luke's story anymore or whatever like that. But I think somewhere he keeps on saying that because he does want it to be Luke's story. Luke should have more involvement. Like, I understand that he is right about a lot of things, but I believe that the reason why he is truly upset, and this is just a guess because I can't read that man's mind, is because of his involvement. The fact that he's not there more. If he was there more, I think he wouldn't be complaining as much, to be honest.
I don't know. I kind of feel like his biggest complaints actually weren't just about The Force Awakens. I think it was about The Last Jedi, and that was the thing, is I feel that because it's Disney and new writers and, you know, a whole new thing, they're changing what his character would do. I mean, I know for a fact he didn't like everything that was going on in the expanded universe either.
Well, and keep in mind that, like, before, they had books for years. Like, I used to love Star Wars books, and all these books always, and this you're talking about, like, 20 years ago, they continued the story after the original trilogy was done. So, obviously, when you have, like, J.J. Abrams, they're taking the story somewhere else. Was it he had it set in his mind, this is what I was expecting, because this is what, in my brain,
happened. He done wrote his own script in his head, and that's what he wants
it to
be.
No, it's not that. It's like this. When you're part of something that's a cultural phenomenon,
mm-hmm.
like, all right, George Lucas did Star Wars, but like, you know, the actors, they're a part of this creation, too. And when you see people bastardize what you do,
uh-huh.
you don't like that. It's crazy, but he has a big stake in this, man. This is Luke Skywalker, man. And the stuff they're doing... He's correct.
Would you agree that people as a whole was losing interest in Star Wars?
It's not the fact that they're losing interest.
No, I'm talking about if it wasn't for Disney coming along and picking this up, would Star Wars be something to these new kids right now? Do you think that?
If somebody else did it, yes.
No, what I'm saying is somebody saved. What I'm saying is somebody saved something, right? They saved something. And to be honest, when we went to the movies and saw the last Star Wars movie, right? Well, no, the one before the last one, right?
Force Awakens,
we were still satisfied that it was a good movie. It was a good movie. You didn't walk out and say this was whack.
Right.
Was it very repetitious of the old ones? Yes, it was.
Right. So the argument. People said it was copycat. I mean,
it was copycat, but you can't get no more truer than an old one than a copycat. Right. So if you're upset that it's not like the old one, it doesn't make sense. And then the other one after that.
They
seamlessly put it together all the way down to when Leia appeared, and you knew that that was the moment that the first one started. It was dope.
It not only that, it defined the series a lot more. Like, a lot of people get really offended by it because it didn't have a lot of the Jedi and stuff like that. They were trying to show you, listen, the entire universe didn't revolve around
Jedi. Jedi.
Exactly.
Not only that,
I agree with that.
The entire thing of the entire point of the story is hope. That's what it was.
Right.
That's why the very first Star Wars that came out ever, Episode 4, was A New Hope.
All right, so, like, Ed, what's your opinion on the whole thing? Like,
so, I'm not really a Star Wars person myself, besides, you know, watching some of the newer movies
and
some of the
older.
I know. I appreciate it.
Anyway, back to us.
But I think for me, it's specifically, I'm not really a Star Wars fan too much, but I do respect the franchise and I do respect everything that's come before it. But I think for some of the older fans, I think a retread of what's already occurred, just with newer characters involved in it, isn't necessarily what they expected it to be for the franchise. Especially with something that has such a deep lore with everything they had with the books, with the video games, with a lot of the different media.
But they already did that with Episode 1, 2, and 3 when they had, you know, they had a whole new story, and many people love it, other people didn't. This, the last movie that was just out last year with Rey and Finn, that one did great because they were like, this is a winning formula.
It brought back a newer...
Original, but guess what? It really... That felt more like the Star Wars universe to me than the ones with Hayden Christensen or Christian Haydenson.
I don't even count that stuff
stop
like that.
Disrespecting
I know,
the
stop.
Bull. Hold on, wait. First, to interject, stop disrespecting the bull. The acting in the first ones was cheesy from the beginning. It was a space opera, a soap opera.
Yeah.
If you look at the acting that Padme does, is exactly spot on the same as Princess Leia. The corniness, the timing, the beats.
I need you
talk,
not to disrespect
identical.
The OG trilogy.
Huh? Like,
do not disrespect the OG trilogy.
It was cheesy.
That's not cool.
And AJ, how can you really talk right now? If you guys don't look, we're gonna introduce us, and we got Bunny. She's up in AJ's. Oh wow, AJ,
up in the grill.
AJ's lit.
If you guys are looking at what's going on.
He has a face. I'm pretty sure the people that were viewing it from that camera could
see.
There's just a boob.
There's boobs up in my face.
Talking boob. Okay.
Anything AJ was saying was canceled.
AJ growing up on camera right now.
He's done. He's got to keep the control. He got to keep the controller.
Like over say, by the way, I need to point this out. Which one of y'all snorted earlier?
That's a straight rant right there.
One of our nerds is snorting in the background. And guys, if you're listening to this, this is all happening on camera. But wait, let me bring this up too. So did you guys notice, like, Mark Hamill was also saying how he wished his character would have been there when Han, his best friend, died. I do agree with that.
Agreed.
I do agree with that because he said, like, in the writing, it would have given him more passion. And now, to me, that alludes to maybe him getting dark, because if you see your best friend killed, that's going to piss
you
off.
But in real life, your nigga gets shot a lot of times, you're not there. It's real. In real life, he off doing adventure spaces. How big?
But this is Hollywood.
That's the thing. Is a lot of people are remarking on that, and Mark Hamill remarked on that. Yes, because his character is important to him. But right now, Luke plays a minor role in the story. That's just what it is.
Right.
Like, that's the biggest thing.
Finn is important now.
Seeing Han Solo be killed.
Black man.
Was akin to Luke watching Obi-Wan be killed because it was his father figure.
Right.
Han was a father figure to Rey.
All they gotta do is tell Luke, niggas die every day, baby.
Right! Niggas get shot every day,
baby! And you know what?
Yo, harsh realities of the hood in Star Wars.
We can argue back and forth of, like, what could have, should have happened. I mean, ultimately, when The Last Jedi comes out this December, it's going to say a lot, and supposedly, this movie, Luke is going to play a major part. Now, one last thing I wanted to touch on, you know, before we move on, is you notice at the end of that video what Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, he said, it's not important if a movie is high quality, it only matters if it makes money. That's true shit.
I mean, I understand what he's saying, but I don't really get the argument because what is he saying?
He's saying that's the mentality.
Right. But if they do it his way, it's going to make the same amount of money. People are going to see the movie because they're going to see Star Wars. We don't even know what we're going to watch.
Wait, that was his point, because he brought up, like, Transformers, how Michael Bay has made it like a boom explosion,
and
stuff like that.
And
that's different.
But you have to remember, originally Star Wars wasn't considered a big blockbuster. Like, it wasn't, they didn't think it was going to be this successful. So they didn't give it a massive budget. They didn't make it that much stuff. And guess what?
But that's for which part? But for which one?
The original trilogy.
I'm saying for the first one. they were making more Star Wars for the next, like, 4 years after that.
True.
So they already knew by the time they were making the second one that the first one was the biggest thing since Jesus.
It's the argument that you're always going
to
have between...
Inappropriate!
I mean, it's bigger than Jesus.
It's the argument you're always going to have between people who are artists and people who are a business. Like, you get into art because you either want to show off your art, you want to show and tell a story, or you want to be like, listen, I want the world to see how I view things. Or tell a story, or you're gonna go in for the business aspect where it's, listen, we're here to make some money, let's do some movies that are gonna make some good movies. And Mark is more on that artistic side, and that's why he says
and
that.
And that's why we can relate to it. And Noah, and I agree with what he said, because nowadays, maybe it's a generational thing, because first of all, like, when we were young, they had some cheesy movies back in the day, but they were interesting. Nowadays, you don't need interesting. You got bombs blowing up. You got Transformers transforming. You got big, you got distractions.
But there,
so that, but that's his point.
There's counters the fact to
that his
that.
Point but, is that he's old and everybody thinks the stuff that came out when they were in their prime is what's hot. He's not. People gotta understand.
Do you
that.
Disagree about Transformers being trash?
Hold up. All right. How about this? I think Transformers is trash. Hold up. I think Transformers is trash. But the same nigga is making Transformers that made the first one. And when I went to go see Transformers, we all celebrated when we saw part one. We damn near cried.
It's not even that.
Transformers from 2007 is fire, and you knew
it. But listen, bro. It's generational. It's generational, like you just said. You asked the question. Do you think Transformers is good? But you ask a 14-year-old kid, it's the bomb, dude. Yeah. That's the shit to them.
It's the same generation that watched the new Power Rangers. But they thought the same exact thing. It was something new, and they wanted to see it.
That's not what Mark Hamill is saying. Like, we're getting way off topic with that type of stuff. What Mark Hamill is saying is, listen, you can do it this way, or you can do it this way. But there's counters to
you can deal with that.
Exactly.
You can deal with this.
Or you can deal with that.
Okay.
There's counters to both of it. Listen. A lot of movies won't get made if the movie theaters don't think that they're going to make a lot of money off it. It's just what it is. Like, listen, they didn't have a lot of faith in Deadpool. They didn't think it was going to do that well. So because of it, they had a very small budget. And that's just what it is. That's how it works. At the end of the day, it is
you're
a business.
Yo,
do you think, like this, do you think a movie, just being honest, starring Mark Hamill's old ass, and I mean this thing. I'm only disrespecting at this point.
Mark Hamill.
Whoa, yo. No, I'll keep it real. No. I'm only disrespecting. Even if you saw this, I'm disrespecting because you hating on a new person trying to do something. You're not the best actor in the world. You're good. You did what you did. You're a part of history. You're not fucking Will Smith at acting or nothing of that, my nigga.
So when you hold on to a pole
and you go no, your acting is not as good as a lot of niggas right now. You're not as good as a nigga on Game of Thrones. Get over it.
Wait, time out. That's very...
You're comparing apples and oranges, man.
No.
Why can't you compare? No, we're not. At that time, that was fire when he said
so. No. That was great acting. So actors sucked in the 80s?
And they suck today, too.
First of all, you can't say good or bad is all opinion. Let's get that straight.
Actors have been great since Broadway. You saying that the niggas in Star Wars was the greatest actors is disgusting. Harrison Ford is a phenomenal actor. He wasn't next to a whole bunch of phenomenal actors. Billy D. Williams is not a phenomenal actor.
No, but he was cool as shit. And he drank Cole 45.
Yeah, that's it.
I need nothing else.
Let's keep it one.
Great actor. Listen, that movie was good. Period. End of story.
Anybody could have been Luke.
Anybody could have not been Luke. If you're saying that, anybody could be anybody in any other movie.
No, the formula, obviously, because of the history, the formula worked. Hate it. Love it. That formula for Star Wars worked because that movie has made probably, like with Disney, more money than any other franchise. It worked. You can say personally, I don't like it, but that doesn't mean you're right because that's your opinion.
Right.
I don't know why we're yelling.
Hold on.
Let
me ask you a question.
Cannot be Luke.
Listen, the actor that plays Finn, do you think that he is a better or worse actor than Mark Hamill?
Worse.
You think he's a worse actor than Mark Hamill?
You saying that because he's black, dog?
No, 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 no. You're annoying right now. You're saying that that dude is a worse actor than Mark Hamill.
He's not a great actor.
Oh,
I don't think he's a great actor.
Yo, listen, all right.
He's just an actor. That's it.
Yo, my niggas. This is where
he's not bad. He's not bad. Let me.
What did he do that's so great?
Don't disrespect Mark Hamill, the real fucking joke.
Yes. Now let me throw one more.
Voice acting is something totally different.
Right. Now I'm gonna throw one more thing out here that might lead to Mark to his point. So we know that they're doing these movies for almost a decade or so, or anything else related to that. And we are. Do you think that the fatigue is gonna be there? And here's why. Here's the point that I want to bring it up as. Do you think the fatigue's gonna be there because they're trying to tell stories and they're kind of trying to scramble for material to tell a story from? Because I know we have the Han movie. There was rumors about a Boba Fett movie. You have Episode 8 and Episode 9. What else is there to tell? Because we had Overload when we had the non-canonical stories with the books, TV shows, video games, that all that stuff got thrown out the window. So what's next that's still there to tell?
So why don't they come up with a new story with new characters in the Star Wars universe?
Because they won't do that.
Because it's not proven. Because they know that with these characters, the storyline, it's going to make money. That's proven. Guys, we have to cut this and move on to the next part. But this is to be continued. You guys, like, you know, by the way, I do got to give my man props, even though he can be very wrong sometimes.
I'm right, and we're going to see this as his. When we look back at this, Finn's a new character. Ray's a new character.
This artwork you guys see behind us, this is all Devin Wade's art. Can everybody in the room give it up for Devin Wade? He threw all this stuff. And look at him. As angry as he is, he's a talented dude. So make sure you guys look out.
Yo, why is he Jedi praying over here?
Comic conventions, Wizard World. Yo, he's in the zone right now. So, Dev, good artwork.
Look at those Kylo Ren. Yo,
in the zone. All right, let's move on. AJ.
Yo.
What's going on, bro?
I'm a little distracted right now. I'm not going to
lie. What game are you playing right now?
It's the same game I've been playing for the last 2 months. Zelda, what you mean?
I know, right? But what is this?
He said he's distracted. Can you prove that he's not as distracted as he thinks?
I don't know. I think he kind of, sort of, maybe might be.
And by the way, if you guys are watching, you have 3D glasses. Now's the time to put them on.
Wait, hold on.
So, AJ, what's up with the Switch? What game are you playing?
I'm just playing Legend of Zelda, the game of the year.
Think that's what
wow.
you're playing?
Yeah.
That's what you're playing, do you think?
And this whole, and AJ is now distracted.
Why do you sound like Clear from Family Guy? Hey. We have no lemon pledge.
You shall not pass, Bunny.
All right, AJ, so what is up? What do you love about this game?
What do I love about this game? What don't I love about this game?
Yo, you can write a whole essay on this.
It's flawless. It is kind of the... It is the best Zelda game ever created. It is an incredibly important video game.
So we were talking about this earlier. There's a couple of things that I learned about this game that I thought were really interesting. One is the fact that the map in Breath of the Wild is 1.6, six repeating, times the size of the map in Skyrim, which is massive. Damn. But not only that, what I thought was really interesting is apparently you can beat the end game boss with a bookcase and no powers, no armor. Nothing. Apparently, you could just beat it with a bookcase.
Yep.
Knowledge the is
world,
power.
Actually, it's funny you bring it. The world record. I think there's already been a speed run that's already been completed for this game, and it took somebody like 49 minutes, and they were able to do all that.
See, it's funny because at that amount of time, they also said if you walk from one corner of the map to the other, it takes you about 46 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, huge. First of all, the graphics on that game look phenomenal. It's definitely, and one thing I've always had a thing with Nintendo is they haven't had a lot. They're not a company that has a lot of brand, like PS4, Xbox, they got a shitload of games.
A lot of independent makers, though. That's the thing.
Right. Nintendo, like, they just got Link, Kirby, Mario, and Donkey Kong.
They have with Nintendo, they always have a specialty, so they know pretty much how to cater to their market and when they don't have to cater to another market. So they pretty much have a specific few franchises that they can pump out with pretty much great quality. Like, there's been a lot of games made by Nintendo that have been rated low, especially in recent years. So they've been able to pump out quality without having to worry about third parties kind of ruining them.
And it comes back to the argument that we made about DC and Marvel. Like, people will go, oh, Nintendo's failing in comparison to the other two games.
they're failing. They're making millions of dollars.
Who said that?
Right?
It's that's Nintendo. The thing. It's like, in Japan, well, no, but Nintendo that's, is
that's the
greatness.
Thing. Worldwide, Sony and Xbox are destroying them in sales. But the thing is the way that Nintendo views it is, great, they could beat us in sales.
But we have
We're not looking to be the best. Okay. We're looking to make money. Are we making more money than last year, like a business would? Great, then we're doing fantastic.
Yep.
So like,
they
so,
stick to
and
their
they're
guns.
Not compromising their business ethics.
So AJ, like, so what is it like? You said there's a couple. Yeah, like with the Switch in general, are you satisfied with the Switch?
I'm satisfied with the Switch because of this one.
That's all, folks.
Can you call Caitlin?
Like this, just like this one game. It's kind of all I need, right?
He's
now.
Not. He's distracted. But go ahead.
Like.
Yeah.
So, see, so, right, Nintendo. Right. I think the thing is
you
Nintendo.
Got this.
See, Nintendo is satisfied.
I love the moral support.
I know, right?
I love the moral support right now.
Let him speak.
I'm trying.
You got two gamer girls that are like, "Are you better?"
AJ. So, if you guys are watching, he's highly distracted right now. Yeah.
He's doing his number.
He's walking in circles.
AJ, AJ, act like there are not. Good-looking girls around you. What do you love about
on.
The Switch? Put
there
on your
you
lip blinders.
It's portable. I have 5 roommates. Do you know how inconvenient it is to like try to fight for the television? I can just like, you know.
To fight for the television.
And
you have 5 roommates.
You have, like,
I think the television's the least of your fucking worries.
All I have to do is this. Pick this up, and then I can like move somewhere else, and I don't have any distractions.
And the game is still going right now.
The game is still going. I can just leave and have like a jolly good time.
He's leaving us.
Yep, he's off the podcast. Goodbye.
Right.
He's leaving us.
So he's saying that. So no, he's
so you literally just walked away from Fat Butts.
I taught you well.
Yeah.
Yo, Squazoo has taught you well.
He's the junior.
No.
All right. So
Squazoo one.
Guys,
Squazoo two.
So
we never needed him.
So guys, we're gonna bring in our we got a couple friends here, our couple cosplay friends. We're gonna do a little Star Wars trivia, and we got a special gift we're gonna give away.
So what's gonna happen is we're gonna snap our fingers, and all of a sudden it's gonna be I ain't gonna use the word B. It's gonna be beautiful women right here, just like this. Watch.
1, 2.
That's it.
No.
Yeah.
Both of you, go. We do that. We do that.
And just like that, magically, we are back. We're going to do something. We're going to be doing Star Wars trivia. Ooh. For our special guest models. Ladies, how are you today?
Hi.
And I'm going to introduce them, too. On the one side, we have Bunny. What's up, Bunny? How are you?
Hey.
Bunny, just let you know, she's a gamer streamer, and she's an awesome individual. And you have a podcast too, right?
I sure do.
What's it called?
It's called Girls Can't Geek. And you guys can check that out at girlscan'tgeek.com. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Make sure you check her out. And next to Bunny, we got our girl, Callie. What's up, Callie?
Hi.
I heard you're going back to Callie.
Yeah.
So, Callie, man, thank you for coming through. You were part of that mannequin challenge. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, that was really fun.
She was legendary.
If you see her, she was Poison Ivy. If you guys haven't seen our mannequin challenge, I mean, I know the fad has passed. Y'all need to check it out.
Isn't it on YouTube?
Oh, yes, you can find it on YouTube. Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, but I did not remember that was her, and I feel bad for that. But now it makes sense.
So next to Callie, we have Liz Snow White. What's up, Liz?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
You doing good? By the way, you look very nice as Snow White.
Thank you.
Do you like midgets?
Ultra.
Yeah, like seven dwarves?
Yeah.
Hi.
Little people, big world.
Thank you for coming through. And then next to Liz, we have a very famous Twitch streamer, and our friend, her name is Lizzie Rose. What's up, Lizzie?
I'm good.
You chilling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready for this trivia.
Oh, listen, let's see if you got the skills. I'm not sure about that. All right, so let's get it started. Guys, I'm going to ask you a question, and you guys each down the line tell me what answer you think it is. Here we go. First question. Who is the famous Star Wars bounty hunter who captured Han Solo? Is it A, Dr. Spock? B, Darth Binks? C, Boba Fett? D, Eartha Kitt?
Wait. Do I go first?
No. Let's let Callie go first. Okay. What is it, Callie?
It's the third one.
The is Dr. Spock A, B,
no.
Darth Binks? You said C?
Yeah.
All right. Liz, who do you say?
I agree. C.
What?
I don't know. This is a tough one, but I'm going to go with C.
Bunny, who do you say?
It's Fett, not the WAP.
Boba Fett, guys. You guys are all right.
Ew.
And by the way, the winner, you guys don't even know this, but whoever wins this is going to get this mystery trivia box right here. And we're actually going to be giving this away, too, to all of our listeners and viewers, too. We got another box filled with surprises. So
ain't shit
tuned
in here.
It's nothing.
So you know I'm going to get that. I just want to know that's mine.
All right, we'll see. All right, here's the second question.
There's a lot of boxes surprises. I don't know if that box is as good as these four boxes right here, but.
Whoa.
We got a lot of boxes.
We went there. In our next question. She was talking about boxes, and we're going to move on, guys. All right. What's the name of Han Solo's ship? Is it A, the Enterprise, B, the Silver Hawk, C, the Mystery Machine, or D, the Millennium Falcon? Let's start with you, Liz.
D.
A lot of it.
The Millennium Falcon? No, really?
Sure. Yeah.
Callie, which one is it?
I'm real confident.
The first one, Enterprise?
The Enterprise, ooh, you can tell she knows her Star Wars.
Yo, why you dig for her to fail?
Bunny, which one is it?
D.
The Winnebago.
Damn it.
All of it.
I'm going to take that D.
We're going back to the oh,
she's going to take the D?
What the fuck?
Oh,
yo, next.
Oh yeah, and she is right, guys. Good job. Callie, oh, I love you, but that check. Was,
You
played
me.
Next question.
All right, the next question.
Oh,
what's the name of the popular Star Wars parody film created by Mel Brooks? A, The Goof. B, Galaxy Quest. C, Spaceballs. Or D, The Horse Whisperer.
Oh.
Brr.
She went
from. Who's going first?
Let's see. Liz, what is it?
C. Yeah.
C? Okay, Spaceballs.
Yep.
Callie, do you agree? Don't go along with the crowd if you don't agree.
I do agree. I'm going along with Liz.
Okay. Yeah. Look, she's looking at me all
day. I'm going along with you, yeah.
Oh, Callie, it's all love.
She had been.
Yo, I'm getting killed. I'm getting murdered with eyes right now.
No, I'm murdering this nigga. I'm whooping Bravo. I got my first perfect.
I haven't played since Street Fighter 2.
I ain't played in 20 years.
So you guys all agree it's C, right?
Yes.
Good job, guys. You all got it right. All right. No. So right now, we only got a couple more questions left. Then we're gonna see who wins this prize. All right. Which of these is not a Star Wars location? A, Namek. B, Tatooine. C, Dagobah. Or D, Hoth?
Dang.
Hey.
It got real.
A? Everybody says A?
Wait,
Callie?
I knew I was answering for everybody.
Yeah, why am I picking on Callie?
Why are you doing this to me?
Callie, what is it? You know this. You know this.
Maybe she wants you to read it again.
Callie, what is it? No, this question is for Callie. Callie alone. Callie, Wonder Woman. Diana. Princess Diana. Is it
Diana.
A, Namek, B, Tatooine, C, Dagobah, or D, Hoth? Which one is it?
I don't know who to trust anymore, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Should I whisper sweet nothings into Callie's ear?
All right, give
Callie's
us something.
Ear?
Countdown. 5, 4, 3, two. What is it? Give us a letter. Letter. Callie, come on. Callie? Callie, she's getting stage sharp. Bunny, help her out. Bunny.
We are.
They're cheating right now.
A.
A is correct.
I said A.
Make some noise.
Tit.
All right, guys.
He was the last question.
All right, guys, and this is going to be the last question. And right now,
enough for this.
All right, and right now, there's not going to be multiple choice. The first person who says the correct answer to this is the one that's going to get the box.
I need that box. I need that box. That box is mine. Callie, tell them I need
that
box.
So
yeah, she does need that box.
Whoever gets this question gets this box.
Oh shit, Liz is on it.
You know what?
I'm in between.
Here we go.
Fight for the box right here.
Mark Hamill does the voice of what popular cartoon character for the DC universe? Wait.
What popular villain? Make it easier.
What popular villain?
And that's it.
First person that says it. Mark Hamill does the voice for what popular villain?
Can I give it a show?
Who said it?
Snow White.
She won it!
Yeah!
Toronto?
Liz wins.
Toronto.
Joker, dog.
Yo, you said Joker?
I said Joker.
Liz wins. Liz, congratulations, guys. Yo, can you present this?
Liz, give me your box, Liz.
She wins this awesome box.
I'll do anything, Liz. I want your box.
Yo. That is a beautiful box.
Show us your box,
I don't think I've ever seen a box that beautiful before.
Hey, what's in the box? Show us your box, Liz.
Yo, you got all types of things. Whoa, I think there's boxes within
it's
a box.
It's such a fun box.
I can't even, like, open it.
So bright and shiny.
Yo, there's all types of
this
nerdy things in
there. This box is opening up like a flower.
All right, and guys.
Girl.
Yep, she got a virtual reality. She got toys.
A Wolverine
if you're not
toy.
A nerd now, we're going to make you a nerd.
Oh, damn.
All right, guys. Right now, we're about to go into our next segment where we're going to talk about a little Luke Cage and Defenders at the magical snap of this. And we're back. And so, yeah, that was a congratulations, Liz, on her party nerd surprise box. She had a lot of stuff in there. What? I know what you're thinking. Stop. Anyway, now we want to talk about a little Netflix right now. So as you guys, I don't know if you heard, they broke the news that Luke Cage is going to start filming. And what did you guys?
Darnell couldn't be happier.
Yeah, look, you know, got the bald head rocking a little.
Darnell's relevant again.
your cosplay is going to be relevant just that much.
Wait, just for a minute. Yes. After Defenders, I do got a little.
Darnell had to work real hard on his cosplay.
So, well, one thing about the show shooting, Luke Cage was actually one of the more, if not the most successful Netflix Marvel series, if not Netflix series that of all time. So. With it starting filming soon, do you guys really think that the follow-up season is going to be able to match the first season? Like, how different should they go? Like, because we're hearing a lot of buzz that they're going to have, you know, all the bad guys, you know, this are based after snakes, mm-hmm. you know. And so they got Bushmaster, supposedly, is going to be, yeah. Bushmaster is supposed to be the new bad. And if you guys know, Bushmaster is actually a snake. So what are you expecting from the new run?
I mean, it should be good just like season one. I mean, they rocked out the first season. It's the same crew and production that's going to be working on it. So I don't see why it would drop dramatically or fall off. I think they had their finger on the pulse of Luke Cage and how it tied in with everything, you know, just Black America, you know, everything going on today. And they did a phenomenal job with it, so it should continue.
And, but, like, I'm worried that, like, Iron Fist kind of deflated the Netflix balloon because Netflix was, they were on a high, dude. Everything they did was
yeah, that's
really
fine, though. That's
good.
A good show. They did three good shows. You had one that wasn't that great. That doesn't mean the other three will suffer because of that.
And, there's,
and you have to understand, there's reasons why Iron Fist wasn't as successful as the other ones, too. It was rushed, and, you know, when you rush things, there's always, you
it's
know,
more like Iron Fist season two will suffer.
Right.
Well, I don't think any of the others.
Well, without the
I don't think any others will suffer.
Speaking of, I mean, because people are blaming what went wrong with Iron Fist with the director. So supposedly in the Defenders, they're going to be taking him in a better direction. And supposedly the actor, you know, of Finn Jones. No, sorry.
He's trash, by the way. He sucks.
You don't like Boyega?
He's butt.
You don't like Finn?
No. I'm
Jason
talking about,
Boyega?
No, I'm talking about in, you're talking about in Iron Fist.
Yes.
He's trash.
So, actor Finn Jones, supposedly him and Mike Coulter have a good rapport,
yes.
Which is what they wanted for, like, in the comic books, if you guys know, like, they're best friends. Like, Iron Fist and Luke Cage are best friends.
Heroes for Hire.
Yeah, Heroes for Hire.
Honestly, like, that's why I don't think it'll be a season two of Iron Fist or a season two of Luke Cage. Just go straight from Defenders to Heroes for Hire. Two birds, one stone.
No, you don't like, do that.
Why not?
Why not?
Give me one. There's not enough character development in Iron Fist.
Well, we don't know how it's going to happen in the Defenders, though. Like, if it plays out, if they end up the Defenders with, like, hey, yo, like, if you need anything, we got you. And then you ease into that for Heroes
think
for
about
Hire.
It. Do you really need to do a Heroes for Hire when you had the Defenders?
No. It's unnecessary.
It's the same thing.
No,
well,
yes. No, yes, but you do. But you have a team up already, even though there's two other people in
it. But then you can do it. Can do it as like an entire season of okay, well, you know, Daredevil's going on his own, like, or blah blah blah, leaves, and it's just Luke Cage and Iron Fist because of drama that they end up putting in the TV show. Well, so they can do an entire season of just Heroes for Hire.
You could, but then you could do an entire season again of just Luke Cage.
Right. So did you guys see, and this is actually leading into, you know, the fact that Punisher, obviously, Punisher was originally not going to be his own series, but the feedback that he got when he was on the second season of Daredevil made Netflix like, we just have to make the series.
He
so
the role. He was the best part of the, like,
oh, he was, he was. We can, Deb, did you like Punisher and Daredevil too?
I'm sorry. Dev, did you like it? It's trash. I'm going to be real with you. Dev thinks it's trash. He's beating me up right now. Like, I'm going to be real with you. I watched it. Dev watched it. We're not convinced. We just feel like, honestly, just like you said, there's not much character development. And at the same token, it's just like who they chose to play.
Wait, are you talking Iron Fist or are you talking
Iron Fist? All right, me and Dev concur.
They're on Punisher. And Punisher is going to be the shit because that's my nigga Shane from Walking Dead. Who should have been the real, he should have been the real leader of the squad. Yeah, he's the real Rick.
And here's the thing. Rosario Dawson's character, Night Nurse, is, they reported, she will not be anywhere in this Punisher series.
Boom!
Some
people are upset about that. Now, understand, if you guys read the comic, Night Nurse, her power or her job is to heal these damaged heroes. So her being in all these other shows makes sense. What do you guys feel about her not being in Punisher?
Why is she?
Because he deserves. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you. Cause Punisher's wife is dead. Everybody else is out here getting cheeks.
So he need a booty call.
And he need to get cheeks.
No, Spanish the entire cheeks. Point of Punisher is that he's by himself, doing it alone.
Right.
Spanish
it's the exact same thing
alone.
When we talked earlier about like putting romance where it doesn't need to be.
You're right.
You don't need to have. True. If there is a single bit of romance in Punisher, I'm writing it off.
And it would take
you know what? But maybe not romance, but he need to get some butt.
Yeah, just from Karen Page.
Okay.
That'd be scandalous because that's supposed to be scandalous.
That's dope. That's dope.
But that's just it. Is Punisher supposed to be a lone vigilante? Like doing it all by himself. When he gets hurt, there's no one for him to turn to.
But not even that. She ties in. She's tying in all these series to the Defenders. The Punisher has nothing to do with
she's
that.
She's the threat.
So yeah. So why would she be a Punisher? That makes
no sense. But no. He does
fair,
have something to do with it.
She already interacted with him.
Right.
In Daredevil.
Right. He's already a part of it because he was already in the Daredevil part.
That's
so
because they had to launch the character. So they launched him in Daredevil.
But it was perfect.
It was right. Exactly.
Well, you know what? And just to wrap this up, I mean, ultimately, like, first of all, I think Rosario Dawson is great. Like, I love her character. I just love her as an actress. She's like awesome.
Story off with you. You saw her growth in that first season of Daredevil through all these Netflix series to now she's taking lessons from Colleen Wing. And now she's fighting the Hand, which is kind of whack. Let's be real about it.
We've been over that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she learned karate in 6 months.
She's fighting the Hand.
Right.
You know? 6 months. She learned it in like 3 days.
I know. I was trying to give it TV time and say 6 months.
6 months for TV time.
Let's be real about it. She has a great story arc.
TV
and she
time
ties them all together. That's the whole point of her character.
Well, the bottom line is Defenders will say a lot. God forbid Defenders sucks. That will be like a death blow.
What do you think the villain is going
to
be
Netflix.
For Defenders?
Why would that be a death blow to Netflix?
No, they already Sigourney Weaver.
They're like Marvel's Netflix.
Listen, I don't know the name, but Sigourney Weaver.
Why Defenders sucks? Would that be a death blow to Netflix?
It's not.
Jessica Jones is great. Luke Cage is great. And
that's the past.
Great.
We got to look forward because
but listen,
and we know why. Because two strikes, like and boom, like Iron
no,
Fist.
No, but that's not those. So you're saying those series suck then?
Iron Fist wasn't great. No,
I didn't say Iron Fist. I said Jessica Jones, Luke Cage.
Fire.
But that was over a year ago now.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Listen, you're shooting season two of Jessica Jones right now. They're doing season two of Luke Cage. So understand this. You're going to say
Wait. What is fresh on your mind right now?
It doesn't matter what's fresh.
No, but it's relevant because Iron Fist. The
it doesn't
fresh
matter.
One was
no,
not because
you're saying that if Defenders is terrible, those
you know it's a really uncomfortable
terrible.
Situation.
No, I think that's
even between
saying,
two black guys arguing.
You're saying two
two bald-headed black guys
coming between us.
No,
that's what you're saying.
You're
saying it's a death blow.
You're not understanding my point.
You said a death blow.
My point is
I know what a death blow is. I watched Five Figures of Death.
Okay.
I know what a death blow is.
All right. You're not on the island. You're not surviving right now. So listen, hear me out.
What
the? I said the whole point of this is
trash.
When if this show were to fail, people will lose interest in the preceding shows.
I doubt
That's what I'm saying.
No, because
I'm saying
you know
because
what?
Just like
love
with
Jessica Jones, they love those single shows. They're not.
If she sucks on Defenders, they're not gonna watch another
but,
season.
But is it a different? Is it a different director that's doing Jessica Jones? That's all.
But I'm just
that.
Saying.
That also
I'm saying people in general.
Heart.
No, I hope. Don't get it wrong. I want it to be great.
But
it
listen,
probably
the
will
Defenders
be great.
Doesn't mean because Jessica Jones. It's not because of Luke Cage in
it. Cross your fingers. Cross your little Survivor fingers right now and hope that
Wow, he tried to play me with the Survivor shit. Yo, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real, Joe.
He
tried to sneak dish
you.
He did. And then about the moment shit up right after
we fighting outside. We fighting.
Apparently, I'm going to be in the middle again.
So right now, we actually going to move on to our next segment.
On the low.
We have our special guest here, Bunny.
Hey.
Straight from New York. She's going to be talking about this game, the Event Horizon.
I keep, yeah. We keep fighting. Me and Darnell, me and Cajuner, we keep fighting. We right. keep fighting,
so,
and I'm telling
Horizon
him.
Horizon Zero
Dawn.
Thank
yes.
you.
We need to
so,
fantastic game.
Again, we're going to do the magical snap. 3, 2, 1, snap. We've been saying for weeks we got some big news. I got my man Rob Schwartz here.
What's the deal?
What's going on, man? How are you? Rob got some big news for us and for him going on. So what's up, Rob?
So thanks for having me here on Party Nerds, my favorite place to be. I own a TV network, iFame TV. We're on Apple, Roku, a couple of new secrets coming out with iFame TV, but we're proud to announce that we picked up the Party Nerds.
Yeah.
So all of the past episodes or the new video, we'll be carrying the video. So if you have a Roku and you have an Apple TV or an Apple TV, you could watch them both, Party Nerds, on iFame TV. Download the app. It's free. Everything's free. And a brand new thing I want to say, which nobody knows yet. Nobody knows yet. This is secret stuff. Ready?
Ready? Tell me.
You announce it here?
Yeah, come on, announce it, man. This is
We
fun.
Have a second channel we're launching, and it's going to be WhoMag Multimedia. Now, WhoMag Multimedia is also going to be on Apple and Roku, as well as Amazon, as well as a free app you could download on your phone, web, everything. It's going to be bigger than iFame, and we're going to have you on that as well.
Yo, first of all, I appreciate it. Yo, Rob,
no doubt,
you're the
no
man.
Doubt, no
and
doubt.
So, in other words, if you guys, and we're going to be doing a lot more video stuff coming up soon, because you the guys that listen to our podcast, we've been audio, we've done some video, but right now you can find us on Roku. You can find us on, what's the
Apple.
On the Apple.
Apple
and
TV.
Now you can visually look at all the stuff going on. So we appreciate it. And this guy's making it happen. We're going to be in homes all across the country.
World.
Rob.
World.
France.
What? It's in France. Yeah. It's in Canada. It's in Mexico. A bunch of other places besides the U.S. So, yeah, we're all over.
And, Rob, we appreciate you, man.
I got you.
WhoMag, Party Nerds, we linking up right now. Big things are going off. Yeah, Rob, thank you for coming through.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
Now we're going to talk about something that's actually near and dear to my heart. This fucking game is fucking ridiculous. And we got Bunny. She's going to speak about this. It's Horizon Zero Dawn.
We loving it.
I'm sorry.
You're cool. Not lying.
I know. We're like.
I tell people all the time, it's like Gorilla decided that they were going to give us our wet dream. All right? They were going to give it to us. I had a PS4 Pro that was gifted to me. Shout out to all my awesome listeners. A lot of the people that came over from Party Nerds Live, actually, came over to Girls Can't Geek, and I was deciding whether or not I wanted to do a PS4 Pro or PSVR, and so I got a PS4 Pro sent to me for Christmas. Check that out on my YouTube. And when I opened it up, I was just like, I want to wait for when Guerrilla puts out Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm so glad I did that. And Devin, you know why. It's fire. Mm-hmm. They literally came through with the right kind of game at the right kind of timing. When you play this game, I mean, I'm an adventure game, I'm a fanatic for adventure games, but when it comes to this game, you get to know Aloy. Aloy is a really, really dear character to me, mainly because she kind of grew up the way I did, a little never was part of the pack, and she had to kind of earn her way, earn her stripes. I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't even really worried about the sawtooth. I was worried about the proving.
Oh, yeah, right?
Like, the proving for me, I was like, this is what this game is really going to be about. When you earn your first trophy for Sawtooth, that doesn't give you any help for the proving.
Right. No.
Because it's waves and waves of bandits. And then finally, when if you're lucky, if you don't die a thousand deaths like I did, you make it through the proving and you get to know a lot more of the Novas and the Nova Braves and people of the Nova tribe in Mother's Heart. This story is about Aloy, who was actually an outcast and earned through approving her ability to be able to run with the, you know, stomp with the big dogs in the Nova. A lot of war happened. I'm going to spoil a lot of shit. A lot of war happened. She proved herself. And then it got to a point where I got to meet all these characters. And a lot of people were like, oh, Bunny, why are you playing this game? It's so controversial. It's a beautiful game, but there's no ethnicity. There's no melanated people in it. Why is there this white girl with dreads? And I just wanted to talk about that part. And then we'll get into the graphics. But it's just like, this is not a white girl with dreads. This is the future. There are no white people, black people, red people, brown people in the future. This is after the entire world has gone through devastation, travesty too. And then they've reclaimed ownership of a world that has been completely torn down.
But not even that. I feel it's really weird that people would even claim that because there are a lot of ethnic characters throughout the game.
Yeah, I was about to say that. There's Vidal. That works with her hand in hand is a black dude.
But not even that, because then people will be like, oh, well, why is the one, that dude, like, I don't want to put any spoilers, but why is that dude, like, the one really, really black dude? But there are plenty of black people.
There are plenty of ethnic.
Right. See? Yeah, right here. Check it out. It's a post-apocalyptic world. Mm-hmm. The cultures have changed.
Right.
And the fabric of society has changed as well. There's people who on site. It's like Compton. It's like the hood. It's like on site. And they're putting it down. They're spraying their arrows. And they're honestly defending what little bit of humanity they have left.
Right.
It's crazy.
Nah, the game is completely crazy. When I play a game, I got to get sucked in from the very beginning. I don't want to get off topic, but me and my man Nautic, who's behind the camera right now, when I play a game, like when I play Battlefield 1, soon as I walk forward in the game, I'm sold or I'm not sold. Mm-hmm. This game, I was sold immediately. I put the little thing called her focus. Yep. She put that on her head. She bugged out for a second. Like, hold on, what the fuck is that? I'm seeing too much. I got too much senses popping. She threw it off. Then she put it back on and she said, damn, I see shit like I'm in the Matrix, you feel me? And then started getting busy from there. The music of the game means something to me. The music is phenomenal. If your music is whack, I don't fuck with you. Your game is butt. Everything about this game is fire, except I came into, I'm a new gamer. One of the first games that I played was actually Uncharted with flawless from game into the cinematics was flawless. And with this game, it's not flawless. It is a little choppy when it cuts off conversation. Sometimes if someone's already saying something to you and then you walk up to them and press conversation, it kind of messes it up. So those are, I'm nitpicking at this point because this game is, right, this game is phenomenal.
But just considering where Guerrilla Games came from with the Killzone franchise, they came from a first-person shooter franchise where they didn't have to design a lot of characters, especially your player character. So to go into something like Horizon Zero Dawn where everything is very meticulous in what they decided to do, one nitpick doesn't ruin that. Even though the transition is something they have to get used to, everything else, when it's happening in the moment, if you take the transition out of it, it's phenomenal.
Right. Going exactly off of what you said, seeing that they were just doing Killzone. That's what was their baby, and the only thing that they did, they took a massive chance on extreme this game,
right.
Like an extreme risk. It could have literally shut their company down, and they knocked it out of the park. It's such a phenomenal game. The gameplay, the lore, the story, like everything about it.
And
I love that game so much.
Everybody says that Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is like the game of the century, or at least the game of the year.
Nah.
I would put Horizon immediately.
Oh, yeah. Push people's minds. Because we're not going to go there. Go ahead.
Zero Dawn is
hands down.
One, if you have to put them next to each other, I'm okay with that. They could be side by side, co-game of the year.
And just the last point, I'm a photographer. That's how I make part of my bread. The photo mode inside of it is fucking phenomenal. I didn't understand it at first, and I started playing, and I'm like, so I'm like a real, it's like I'm really jumped in the game. Like me as a nigga, I jumped in the game. I got a camera, you know what I'm saying? And I'm snapping from
viewpoints that I can't even do in real life. Right. Photo mode on that game is the shit.
You see, when I give you Legend of Zelda to borrow, I will accept multiple kinds of apologies.
And you know I apologize whenever I'm wrong.
You do. So, all right, we'll get there.
We'll get to that apology later on. But for those who are listening, play Horizon Zero Dawn as much as you can. Yes. It's amazing.
Bunny, anything more?
I don't think anybody understands, like, you're not wasting your money at all. And I don't lie to any of y'all listeners, my listeners at all. You're not wasting your money on this game. You're actually going to get your money back 3, 4, 5, 6 times when you hit it up and you switch up your armor. Even before that, it's totally worth it.
Dope.
Have you taken down Red Maw yet?
Not yet.
Oh. Not I killed yet. Everybody
I'm
in the game.
Listen, so look,
I killed everybody in the game the way we killed this show right now. Let's all remember that this show is our year anniversary. This is our 52nd show. We started this with just an idea Darnell had in his head, and I was like, this goofy ass motherfucking geek ass nigga, that's my motherfucking brother.
Yeah.
This shit ain't gonna really work. But it was phenomenal from day one, and that's what we're celebrating right now. And I heard that we got a motherfucking cake in the building.
We have cakes.
You don't know. There's no cakes. Babe, there's no cakes.
This is the actual cake.
You don't smoke, though.
Cake.
Not just what's behind us, but what's in front of us.
Ay, Dios mío, it's so lindo.
You like it?
Look at that. Cake.
I love the cake that came from the bakery so much.
Yes.
The cake that came from the bakery.
Somebody shout out the bakery real quick.
Oh, was it Steve the baker?
No, Steven Simon's Bakery.
So Steve the baker cooked up this wonderful cake, baked up this cake. I said cooked. I don't give a fuck. But
JB Bakery is the name of it.
He's made cakes for Steve Aoki as well. A couple of nights.
Jay-Z, Obama, Darth Maul, you name it, he's made cakes for him.
And so, you know, guys, we really appreciate all you guys always sticking by us. I mean, the party nerds, guys, give it up for everyone listening to us. And we got so many people been on the past year. We had like Neil Adams, and actually we have a clip from a good friend of ours, WWE. What was the champion?
WWE SmackDown Live superstar Mojo Rawley.
Mojo Rawley, who actually just won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Yep. He actually gave us a clip. Let's look at this clip right now.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's Aubrey here. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it to the big celebration, but I just wanted to say happy 1 year anniversary to all my fellow party nerds. I'm so excited that I've been able to be a part of this podcast for the last year, and I look forward to many more shows together.
You know, Aubrey, we love you. She couldn't be here. We also want
to...
We love Aubrey. She's awesome. Part of the Model Muses. Mayhem and Musings.
You cannot remember the name of anything.
Dude, it's the worst.
We make them nervous.
They make me scared. And so we also want, just so many people have been behind us, you know. And so we're just going to close out with a bunch of videos from people we love and care about, you know, giving the party nerds love. So stay tuned. We got a lot of big things on. And Amber, we got to give it up for Amber.
We love you, Amber.
We love you so much. She's going through some health issues right now, but if she could have been here, she would have been here. So, guys, party nerds are going to keep rocking. You know us on our social media. On Instagram, we're at The Party Nerds. And you can find all of us. We got a lot of great things. Follow us on YouTube. And you also need to follow these girls' Twitch. What's your Twitch again?
Bunny My Game. You?
What's your Twitch?
Lizzie _Rose.
Lizzie, aka Thumper, with the little thumper.
She has a great Twitter.
She has a nice thumper.
Account.
And we got our model right here, the tattooed princess Wonder Woman, Amazon. What's up? You want to shout out your Instagram?
My Instagram is such a fitty kitty with underscores in between. So
such a great name.
Kitty.
Yeah. Such a great name.
Yeah.
So guys, make sure you tune us in.
Oh, I have.
Guys, make sure you tune us in every Tuesday night on Wildfire Radio at 6:45. You can also find us on iTunes. And now we are actually also on SoundCloud. So if you check us out on SoundCloud, you can hear all our past episodes. So much love to my brother Devin right here, my brother AJ. Bravo, my other brother, my white brother. We got Ed and Jerv. Guys, give it up, guys. Partners, we're going to keep rocking right now. There we go.
We're going to eat the cake.
Yes.
We got it.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Real quick, yo. Now we can really see who nice with Tree Fighter. Fight this nigga right now.
Hey, party nerds. Jordan here, Blurred Vision. I just wanted to give you guys your 1 year anniversary shout out. You guys are killing it. 1 year down, many more to go. Loving it, guys. Keep killing it. Party nerds. Party nerds. Keep the party going, guys. All right, see you later.
Party nerds, what's up? It's your boy Mojo Rawley, WWE SmackDown Live Superstar in 2017, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner, coming at you to say congratulations. Congratulations on 1 year, baby. It's the 1 year anniversary. That's 1 year of amazing posts. That's 1 year of having me laughing my butt off. And in that 1 year, you managed to gain 69,000 followers. So here's to another year. Here's to another 69,000. Let's keep getting crazy, baby. Let's go. Year two in the making.
Hey party nerds. Amber and Zach here. We just wanted to take the time to wish you a happy 1 year anniversary. We are so honored that we have both been able to be a part of this past year with you guys. And we look forward to many, many years to come. We're so proud of everything you guys have accomplished.
Party on, nerds.
We love you guys.
Hey guys, I'm Sony Arlen, and I just want to congratulate you guys for your 1 year anniversary. Holy crap. You guys are awesome. Congratulations.
Mwah. Stinkfisher here. 1 year. 1 fucking year. Big fucking deal. I mean, really, 1 year? You guys want me to congratulate you on 1 year? Okay, call me when you're like year in 2 weeks, year in 3 weeks. It's going to be huge. Big. It's bigly. This is not a big deal, guys. I mean, party nerds, you guys are fantastic. You guys are tons of fun. Absolutely fantastic podcast. But 1 fucking year? Really? Go fuck yourselves.
Hey, party nerds, it's Angela here, formerly MILF Mom. I just want to say congratulations on your 1 year coming up. This is so awesome. And I also want to say that you guys suck. The show sucks without me because you're just not as funny as I am. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I miss you guys so much, and I really, really wish you nothing but continued success with the show. And I really hope that I can come on and see you guys soon and destroy you all with my fucking funniness. Have a great one, guys. Talk to you soon. Love you, party nerds.